This call is now being recorded.
Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Vinnie DeMarco, who is president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinnie is here today to update us on what Healthcare for All is doing to try to reduce our healthcare costs and how you can help work for and push for lower healthcare costs. So, Vinnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. Love being on here with you, and thank you for everybody out there listening who's helped us make Maryland one of the best states in the nation in getting people covered with healthcare and making healthcare affordable.
Yeah, that's for sure. You folks have accomplished so much. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about the coalition, please?
Well, the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition has been around since 1999, working to achieve the goal of quality, affordable healthcare for all Marylanders. And we've made a lot of progress. Before the Affordable Care Act, when we expanded healthcare to over 100,000 people by increasing the tobacco tax, and since the Affordable Care Act. And altogether, we've reduced the number of uninsured in Maryland from 13% of Marylanders to 6%. That's hundreds of thousands of people. And we're proud of great leaders in the Maryland General Assembly. I want to call out particularly the chair of the House Health and Government Operations Committee, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, who's been one of our big leaders and really making all this progress happen. And we're thrilled that our new governor, Wes Moore, Lieutenant Governor Runa Miller, have made quality, affordable health care one of their priorities. And we have a terrific health secretary in Dr. Laura Herrera Scott. So we're poised to make some big progress in Maryland.
Well, that's wonderful. I know that Maryland also is, and it's largely to your doings, Vinnie, you know, so we should thank you. Maryland also has some very unique models that other folks are using.
Yes, all across the board. We have a unique hospital payment system, which actually I'm going to be talking with people in New Hampshire at Dartmouth about next week with the terrific executive director, John Crum, of that board. And we have the first in the nation prescription drug affordability board, which is designed to make high-cost drugs more affordable. That was enacted in 2019. Delegate Pena Melnick was the lead sponsor, and other states are following our lead. And in fact, Bill, we have been asked by other states to help them. I was just on a call today with folks in Illinois about how we passed our bill, and last week we talked to people from across the country. We've traveled around the country expanding our model elsewhere. Now, the law, as passed in 2019, creates this terrific board, who's a wonderful chair, Van Mitchell, former health secretary, is doing a great job with their executive director, Andy York. And they have the authority, which they're implementing now, about to implement, to make high-cost drugs more affordable for state and local government. But
great.
We need to pass additional legislation in 2024 to expand their authority so they can make high-cost drugs more affordable for everyone. And that's going to be our top priority for the 2024 session.
Great. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. First of all, though, could you give us the contact information for the coalition, please?
Yes. Healthcareforall.com is the best way to reach us. You go to healthcareforall.com, you can find out who's in our coalition, what we're working on, and how you can help. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out how to tell us your story. If you have a friend or relative who's being hurt by high-cost drugs, go to the website and tell us your story. Or someone who's having trouble getting their health care, tell us your story, and we'll use that to help inform legislation and to help if we can. So we really urge you to use healthcareforall.com to get in touch with us. And if you don't have access to a website, go to 410-235-9000, 410-235-9000. We very much want your input, both in helping us to come up with ideas and to help us implement those ideas.
Yeah, and Vinnie, serious, folks. I think we all need, in order to convince people of the need, we need your stories. Do you also still have a toll-free number, Vinnie?
No. We do not have that. It's just 410-235-9000 and healthcareforall.com.
Okay, great. Let's talk about the campaign and the status. You've told us a little bit about it. Since you already started on the Prescription Drug Affordability Board, what's the state of that right now? And, what can folks do to help that along?
Well, first of all, you could go to pdab.maryland.gov, where you'll find out all about the board, and you can sign up to listen to their meetings and participate in their meetings. So that's number one. Number two, as I said, the board is doing a great job. They have five members and a stakeholder advisory council that there are community leaders on and other important stakeholders, including representatives of our coalition, who are advising the board on how to make high-cost drugs more affordable. And we are hopeful that in the next few months, they will come up with a plan that will make high-cost drugs more affordable for state and local governments, which is so important because high-cost drugs drive up the cost to local government.
Right.
The wonderful county executive of Anne Arundel County, Stuart Pittman, and we're doing an event with him tomorrow in Annapolis, talks about how they spend more on prescription drugs than on libraries, which is ridiculous. Yeah, and for those who are interested, you can go on our website to find out more about this, but we're having a forum in Baltimore City with Mayor Scott, Mayor Brandon Scott, on November 8th at 11 a.m. at 10 a.m. at the Waxer Center in Baltimore City. So please try to come to that if you're in Baltimore. But you can find out about this at our website. But we believe we will be one of the first states in the nation to actually use upper payment limits to make high-cost drugs more affordable.
Good. And that'll push it around the country, too.
Yes. Two other states, Colorado and Minnesota, have passed strong laws like ours. And we're hoping that other states will follow suit. One state that's about to is Michigan. Michigan's governor was very supportive. We're hopeful this is going to spread around the country. And I want to emphasize, we are so lucky to live in a nation with President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris who have made reducing high-cost drugs a priority and passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Senator Chris Van Hollen, Senator Ben Cardin, most of the members of our House delegation helped them to pass this law that's going to make high-cost drugs so much more affordable for people on Medicare, allowing Medicare to negotiate with drug corporations for the first time. It's historic. And now we need to build on that in Maryland.
Great. What can folks do to support the Affordability Board?
They can go to our website and sign up to get our updates so that we can have you contact your legislator in January to have them support legislation to expand their authority. So that's the most important thing we need for you to do. Go to healthcareforall.com, and there's a place where you can sign up to get our updates and be connected with you. That's what we need to do.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Health Equity Resource Committee. How's that going?
Well, it's going very well. And in fact, the Maryland Community Health Resource Commission just put out a new request for proposals that proposals are due December 5th, where people can apply for a substantial amount of money to help expand the word on health equity, to reduce health disparities. So go to the website for the Maryland Community Health Maryland Community Health Resources Commission, and you can get that RFP. And they've had grantees who've been working, and we've helped them get the message out in their communities at Greater Baltimore Medical Center, GBMC, and West Baltimore out of University of Maryland to help reduce health inequities. But the main thing you should do is Google Maryland Community Health Resources Commission and see what they're doing. And if you're interested, apply for one of the grants.
Sounds good. Sounds like a chance to reduce the cost even more.
Yes, and make healthcare more accessible and affordable for everyone.
Okay, great. We're almost out of time, Vinny. How can our listeners support the various things you folks are doing? donations, volunteers?
Yes, donations and volunteers are always appreciated, and you can do all of that at healthcareforall.com.
So, Vinny, how can folks help? How can folks help? What's a good way for them to find out more about everything and to support things?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, healthcareforall.com, and as soon as you go there, well, you see something says donate now. We always appreciate tax-deductible contributions. But go to somewhere where it says take action, right on the front page, and on take action, you could sign our resolution of support for getting everybody health care in our state, and then you'll be on our list. That's what you could do. And once you're on our list, we'll get back to you and inform you going forward on what to do. And if you live in Baltimore City, come to our forum on prescription drug affordability with Mayor Brandon Scott on November 8th at 10 a.m.
The Waxer Center. For folks that don't know, what's the address there?
The Waxer Center is 500 Cathedral.
500 Cathedral. And is it possible remote or they got to come?
No, it's all in person.
And it's free.
Yes, oh, definitely free. And we'd love you to come and tell your stories. I'm sorry, it's 1000 Cathedral Street.
1000.
Yeah. 1000 Cathedral Street, downtown Baltimore, midtown Baltimore. And if you come, you'll hear where we are on making high-cost drugs more affordable. Where we are making high-cost drugs more affordable for Marylanders, and we'll hear your story on how high-cost drugs are hurting you and your family and friends, and that'll be something that would be very helpful to the board.
Yeah, and I guess it's a great chance to tell the mayor, right?
Yes, the mayor will be listening.
Yeah, that is important. He's got some swing, as they say in the trade, right?
Right.
Wonderful. Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. And, you know, people in the faith community have played a critical role in all of our success. And we hope to continue working with everybody listening to continue to go from 6% uninsured to 0% uninsured.
Amen. That would be wonderful. And I'll tell you can get it done, Vinny. You can get it done.
That's
with all
great.
Of them. With all of us thank behind you. Behind you, you can get it done. Anyway, thank you so much for everything. Speaking for the community, I want to thank you, Vinny.
Thank you for all you do.
Sure, of course, we try.
Remember, if you are a victim of discrimination, say in finding an apartment, getting a mortgage, being unfairly passed over for a job at work, or being told we don't rent to you people, don't just take it. File a complaint. Call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600 or 1-800-637-6247 or go to mccr.maryland.gov. Remember, if you need training in fair housing, call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600, Español Marca El Dos, or 1-800-637-6247, or go to mccr.maryland.gov on the net, or call me at 410-929-7640.
Here's an important announcement about fair housing.
They said they wouldn't rent to me because I have children.
Because of my disability.
Because I wear a hijab.
Because I have a husband.
Because of my Latino heritage.
Did you know landlords cannot discriminate against you because of your race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or disability? Fair housing is your right. If you feel you've experienced housing discrimination, call the Baltimore City Office of Equity and Civil Rights at 410-396-3141. We can help.
For living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Vinny DeMarco, who is president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition, for being our guest today. Thank you again, Vinny.
Thank you for having me.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods. And we'll see you next time.